Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Hell yeah. The Yankees are up. Got the club going up 2-0 on a Tuesday. Inside the 1 o'clock hour on the fan. I know I said I was going to do the Casamigos big shot, but I want to get to these calls. It's a quick show. Let's get right back to you at 888-808-1019. Tom is in the Bronx. Tom, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's happening, Keith? Trying to keep it positive. I didn't want to see Weaver.
Positive Tommy. Your name is Tom. You got to be positive Tommy. Let's go. Keep it positive. Bang
understood.
The drum.
Always.
With positivity.
That's it. So, I mean, listen, today you're seeing Garrett Cole with four innings. But, I mean, anybody watching that game saw him able to put away Ramirez. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He did the big things when we needed to. Clay comes in.
Yep.
I mean, that's probably the best pitching we can put out. Sky Hill comes out of nowhere throwing sidearms. I just didn't think we needed to, you know, show Weaver to the heart of their order.
I mean,
on top of that, I'd say, you know, go ahead.
The whole league knows what Weaver has, and, you know, we've shown him. And I mean, I'm not worried about the Guardians somehow, you know, getting to Weaver or coming back in the series. I think they have an upper hand. I know you got to handle your business, but they did today. Cole didn't have his best stuff. He battled. He got some calls. He fought through. Bullpen did the rest. Bats had 11 hits, 6 runs, and they're up 2-0. And they're winning these games in different ways and different styles, and I'll take it.
It's New York. You know, negatives are easy to find for us. You know? I mean, I had my Uncle Mortimer on the phone, and he's yelling about Jazz Chisholm. I had to calm him down.
Yeah. You know, but Jazz has been thrown out on the base paths, and we've seen that before, and that can happen, especially when you're not hitting and you do double and then you erase it with that. Thanks for the call, Positive Tommy. 888-808-1019. Yeah, they're not perfect, but you know what? That's fine. They won the game. They got it done. If this ended up being a loss, then we'd have a different tone. Next round, they have to be better. And so I hope that they learn from these little mistakes. I mean, we got to get the clip of John talking about, well, isn't that the Yankees? Running the bases like drunks. Mike is in Newark. Mike, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's good, Keith? Great game tonight. You know, as a Yankee fan, I think that sometimes during the season, we expect, like, this grandiose thing that, like, they're going to win the World Series and everything. And that's important, and that's essential for us as fans, especially New York fans. But we got to look at what has gone on, you know, like, especially in the beginning season.
Still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go for it.
All right, yeah. So Judge had a great season, and when it comes down to the postseason, everybody expected him to, you know, to do what he's doing.
All right, we just lost him. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what he's saying, but I think if you go back to the regular season, something I say about the team is you have to build towards being a champion. You have to go through the peaks and valleys. You have to be humbled. You have to go through injuries. You have to have guys step up. You got to have other guys, you know. This is a complete team. They have a lineup with multiple guys that can hit. Do they do it all the time? No. But we can't complain tonight with 11 hits where you have 6 of those hits coming from the bottom of the order. Can't complain when Judge hits a home run, his first home run of the postseason. Took 6 games, whatever. What if that opens him up to, you know, bring his home run swing, find his homer swing the rest of the way? Despite Wells' struggles, they find a way to win. Stanton doesn't carry today. They find a way to win. It's a team. This bullpen has been great. Okay. The bullpen today gave up that one run with Weavy Wonder, leave it to Weaver, Dream Weaver, solo shot. Jose Ramirez is going to get you sometimes. I heard Susan say, I don't know if I throw that ball back. He's a Hall of Famer. I'm throwing that ball back. I don't care about Jose Ramirez. I do not care. Hall of Famer, postseason homer, whatever. We don't want it. Here you go. John is in Brooklyn. What's up, John? You're on the
phone. Hey, Keith. How are you, brother?
I'm good. Hanging in there. How are you?
I'm so happy. I can't even begin to tell you.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I'm a big fan of yours.
Thanks. It's a good feeling.
You're welcome. You're amazing. You're a Devils fan, too.
Let's go, Devils. We'll get there.
I hope so. Well, you win some, you lose some. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, the Devils lost, but I'm saying we'll get there as far as having some Devils conversations on the Fan.
Oh, yeah, no. Tonight's not the night for the Devils conversations, that's for sure.
Just
get to the World Series and give me a call, really.
Yeah, that's why we feel good tonight, because we're up 2-0, and we know that, okay, if this is a 7-game series, which it is, the Yankees have to win 2 out of the next 5, carry the 1. Yeah, I think we can get that done. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 888-808-1019. That's why, like, I can't really trip off of Austin Wells. I can't really trip off Cole didn't have it, whatever, yo. What is that? Like, they found a way to win. And now they go to Cleveland. Clark Schmidt on the mound. Luis Gil gets an opportunity. I think they're going to give Trevino an opportunity. And giving Trevino an opportunity gives them an opportunity to change the lineup. He won't be your cleanup hitter. And then they can kind of rest Wells, and I think that's okay going on the road, whether they do it in this first game, whatever, I don't know. But I do think it's time, and I don't think Wells is the type of person that's going to go in the tank because of it. I think he gets it. He's a ball player. He's a young ball player. And this is the greatest stage. Well, not the greatest stage, but this is the big stage on the way to the greatest stage, the Fall Classic. So we got to kind of try and iron those kinks out a little bit and, you know, a reset could be good for Austin Wells, just getting a break. Like I said, he is young. He is a rookie. He is catching. Like, we went from, you know, them not playing Wells enough, where fans were screaming, yeah, you got to play him every day. He's got to be the everyday catcher. To now he is the everyday catcher struggling, and they don't want to go back to Trevino. Trevino is healthy. Trevino's on the roster. Trevino's a veteran, and he's very savvy, and he's good at putting together game plans. And whether you want Clark Schmidt or Luis Gil throwing to him, I think it gives you an opportunity here, especially with, you know, I know it, like, it won't be a bicep contusion, but you could say, hey, you know, Wellsy wore one on the arm Tuesday night. We're going to give him a double off day, you know, travel, and we're going to put Trevino in there and see, because you're up 2 games. You can do that. Jared in Clifton Park. Sounds like the full train. You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's just a little loud.
Yeah, I'm driving back from the game. How are you, my man?
I'm good.
Hey, listen, great show as always. Awesome vibe tonight. Was Little Mo at the game tonight? I know he was at the game last night.
Yeah. He's at every game.
Okay, I wasn't sure, because I reached out to him. I wasn't sure if he was at the game. Couple things. Concerned about Chaz. He's had a really tough postseason. That blunder on second base wasn't a good look. I mean, I think he's certainly struggling. I think Wells is going to come around. He's going to be fine. But I think he's building some really strong confidence is Judge tonight. I mean, that home run, that place went crazy when he hit that home run. I was sitting in section 108.
We all needed it. It was like, when it happened, it was like, there it is. And it just, it's a possible sign of things to come. He's the captain. He's the highest paid player on the team, the face of the franchise. Having him hit that homer. Sorry, son. I had to let you go. And I don't know if you were riding with the window open, but it's tough for all of us. Either way, yes, that Judge homer for me, you know, like I said, I'm always bopping around the stadium. I'm harmless. I'm not doing anything. I'm not breaking any rules. If anything, I'm going around to find people that I either know from all different ways. Like, I'm telling you, like, I just, like, I'm blessed. I've been going to see him long enough. There's a lot of different people in different spots. And obviously because of the radio, there's people that reach out and they're like, hey, you're at the game? Like, I would love to meet you. So shout out to John Wesley and his two kids. You know, John reached out today, you know, saying his 11-year-old son listens to the show. I'm not sure how old his other son is. But, like, you know, these are young guys, young Yankee fans. They're coming to the stadium. Dad's pulling them out of school, driving to the stadium. And it's not hard for me when I'm making my rounds to say, hey, what section are you in? And he was in section 334, row 1. So I pulled up on him. And I kid you not, like, I am up on that section and I'm taking pictures from up high up there because I'm just like, I don't know, like seeing the stadium from different angles and different views, and I am all the way up, and Judge is batting, but even all the way up, Judge is batting, pay attention, Judge can hit a home run, and Judge homers, and I get to see the ball travel from home plate all the way out in center field as they're tracking it. I'm like, let's go, he did it, Judge did it. And then not long after that, I was able to meet John and his sons and sit down with them and get a quick picture and, you know, talk, shop a little bit, and then keep it moving. We all needed that. The stadium together, everybody needed that first Aaron Judge homer of 2024 to just feel like, yo, our guy is all right. Our guy is all right. There's been strikeouts, some more his fault, some more the umpire's fault. There's been pop-ups. There's been drop pop-ups. You know, in this series for Judge to homer like that, his first postseason homer in Yankee Stadium, the team goes up 2-0, and it allows you to dream of Judge finding it again and maybe propelling us the rest of the way. How far is the rest of the way, folks? They won 3 games in the first round, 2 games in the second round, 5 out of 11. Let's go, Judge. All rise. Like, if he can start to find his power, like, with the way Gleyber is hitting. Soto hit a homer the other day. If you can get Gleyber, Soto, Judge, maybe Rizzo there, Stanton, then bring on whoever. Bring on whoever you want to bring on. Jake in the Bronx, what's up? You got it next.
Yo, what's happening?
You know, talking and talk.
We got to say that if there's the MLB most valuable person in the whole postseason so far, it goes right to Aaron Boone.
Say that again. If there's a MLB, like, is it, what was that?
Most valuable person, not player.
Most valuable
whole
person.
Postseason so far. No, postseason so far goes right to Aaron Boone.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how you're trying to, you know, pat him on the back, but no, I tip my cap to Boone. He deserves a lot of credit for the bullpen decisions. He deserves a lot of credit for even dealing with the lineup with guys being hurt and even sticking with certain guys and sticking with Judge and, you know, talking about things in the post game, in the pregame. Not for nothing. Don't look now. Aaron Boone is managing his way to the World Series, and it's the last year of his contract. And I told you guys for months, Boone is not going anywhere. So, yeah, shout out to Boone. Most valuable, something. I'm not sure what he was trying to say. You know, he's like, if there's somebody, I don't know, maybe my headphones I got to adjust to. Like, if there's someone in MLB, it's definitely Boone. If someone person, I don't know, 888-808-1019. I'm not trying to make fun. I'm like, I didn't know how you were trying to, you know, pat him on the back, give him that accolade. I didn't know what you were exactly saying about Boone, but I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. We do need to give credit to this manager. I don't think in Cleveland they're giving credit to Vogt right now, rookie manager right now with their situation, with the guys that he's bringing in the game and how he's deploying his bullpen. I'm like, damn, in the stadium, they turn out the lights and they do the whole, like the whole like short circuiting, like, I don't know, like the big screen got hacked or something. Every time they go to a bullpen change. So I'm like, again? That game took 3.5 hours. I'm like, they got to go grab another random guy out of the bullpen. Rothman in Brooklyn on the Fan in New York.
Yeah, let's talk about, what do you have to say about the pop-up in the first inning?
Oh, it was great. I was filming it, and I was filming because I'm like, all right, maybe Judge just does it. Maybe Judge just comes through here, second game, whatever. I stopped filming assuming it was caught, and it was dropped. I said, John was like, he dropped it. He dropped it. I'm like, the first thing I thought is they're giving the game away again. Nope. How do you do that? Gleyber Torres comes in to score. I'm like, it's too easy. This is American League Championship Series. Is Cleveland for real? Are they just handing this to us? Are they just literally handing us a ticket to the World Series? Here you go, guys. Just, you guys go. It's better if you guys go.
Right. Like, how do you do that? It's crazy.
How do you do it? You just, you're in Yankee Stadium.
I'm like, how do you drop it?
I mean, you never dropped a pop-up? I can only imagine that it is pressure.
I never dropped the pop-up.
Okay, then you're better than Brian Rocchio or whatever.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, you got it. I mean, this guy is a major league shortstop, and he just, I don't know. I'm going back right now to look at the play. He was under it, but like I said, the lights are brighter here. I remember a few years back watching DJ LeMahieu drop pop-ups in the infield, and I'm like, yo, that's not good. The machine, the lights are bright. There's a ton of pressure. You think you got it, then that ball's coming down, and it's coming down like a bowling ball.
All right. Oh, fine. Have a good one.
Okay, Rothman. Never dropped a pop-up. 888-808-1019. Yeah, he was under it. And you know what it was, too? He was traveling across second base. I don't know. I'm not making excuses for the guy. Judge should have been out. That ball was straight up in the air in the middle of the infield. And shortstop just didn't have it. Boop. And Gleyber Torres scores. And there was another one. Forget where I was in the stadium. The guy was like going around the mound and almost dropped the ball. I'm like, hey, they better quit playing. And then Will Brennan, I think later in the game, just dropped the ball at first base. Or I don't even know. I'm just like, these guys are in right field. I'm like, I don't know. These guys are, Will Brennan is a right fielder. There was a drop late in the game, I think, with Volpe. And I'm like, what are they doing? I'm like, are they really just folding under pressure? I'm like, yeah. And then Will Brennan did make a ridiculous play. I had a great view of it. I was like, go foul. That Giancarlo Stanton foul ball, he was on that one. But I got to find another drop because I didn't have a view of that one. And I hear he dropped the ball. I'm like, they keep dropping the ball. They are literally giving it away. They're giving the game away. They're giving the American League pennant away. We'll take it. That's perfectly fine. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good. Going through my notes and things and trying to recant and go back through the game. And I don't know. It was a win.
It actually just came. I came off the flight to Florida. Good to escape the cold. It was freezing the last 2 days. And that Rocchio guy, kid, he's 23. This is his first postseason. He's only played for like a year and a half. So, you know, as you said, you're in Yankee Stadium. It's obviously unexcusable, but something that's not, it's shocking. But
I don't know. How old do you think Rothman is? Rothman said he never dropped a pop, but Rothman can't be 23.
He's probably never played in Yankee Stadium, I'll tell you that. I mean, put him there, Keith, where it's, let's say, half the crowd and just a regular season game. We'll see if he catches it. We'll see. And, Keith, with the Yankees, with Judge, do you think he's about to go on a tear right now?
I hope so. I don't know. I hope so. I absolutely
probably
hope so.
Afraid to see that. And, you know, Keith, I was talking to actually a Guardians fan today. I asked him if he's going to go to any of the games. He's like, it's more expensive than the games in New York. I said to him, like, you know why? Because they know these are the last tickets they're selling this postseason, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
Wait. Why you got to wait? What? I'm looking for the Will Brennan play. I'm looking for... What are you trying to say? 888-808-1019. I mean, I don't have enough time to preview the New York Mets series here. But, I mean, I wish y'all well, man. I'll speak on it. I wish y'all well. I'm not a Dodgers fan. I'm not going to root for the Dodgers. I mean, I'd rather face the Dodgers in the World Series, not because I'm shook of the Mets, just because I know that is the dream. I know that that will do more for baseball, that the East Coast, West Coast, Coast to Coast rivalry, Shohei Ohtani versus Aaron Judge. I know that that's what everybody really wants. Here in New York, we're spoiled where, of course, you guys are going to say we want another Subway Series. But we did that already. And I know we've done Dodgers, Yankees. That was, what, 81? Subway Series was 2000. Let's get another Dodgers. You know what? And I was thinking, too, I was like, Pantone, when they came here, Pantone 294, I remember trying to send out the alert. The Dodgers are coming. The Dodgers are coming. I was trying to tell y'all, buy tickets. They're coming in masses. They're going to be deep. I didn't even realize how deep they were coming out here. Took it over. New York has been soft ever since the Dodgers came through across the building. They really came out here with a whole fan group, like 5,000 deep, marching around Girard Ave, River Ave, 161st. I'm like, they got a police escort. I want them. We got to pay them back for that. And Juan Soto didn't play in that series. Do remember, Juan Soto, they held him out as a precaution. I would love to see Yankees, Dodgers, and I'm probably going to try and go to L.A. I'm going to try and slide to L.A. These ticket prices, though, for the World Series, I can't do it. I can't do it. So maybe we'll just get the watch parties together, the live streams together. I'll say my prayers and hope somebody blesses me. I've been blessed through this ALCS. I've been blessed through the DS. But the World Series is different. The World Series, the prices. And, you know, you got to be somebody for real, to get blessed to, you know, be in a seat in Yankee Stadium for the World Series. Especially Dodger Stadium, too. I mean, these are the two biggest fan bases as far as attendance goes. The Dodgers lead the National League. The Yankees lead the American League almost every year, the last I don't know how many years. You put them together, it's massive. That's what we're looking for. But, yeah, LGM and all that, let's go Mark Vientos. Let's go Carlos Mendoza. I don't know, Wilmer Flores, Lucas Duda, whatever. Not rooting for the Dodgers to knock off the Mets. Let the story continue, the make-it-happen Mets. Like I said, I do expect Citi Field to be another AI dream. Like I said, that scene when they clinched and beat the Phillies looked like artificial intelligence. Like, this doesn't even seem real. Nobody was thinking this was actually going to go down a couple months ago, and maybe they have that again. But that's really got nothing to do with me tonight. That's really got nothing to do with me tonight. I went to Yankee Stadium. I watched the Yankees go up 2-0. It is a good feeling. Let's take another call before we go to break. Dan out in Long Beach. You're on the Fan. You got it.
Hey, Keith. Yo, great show as always.
Thanks.
Yo, I'm worried about this game 3, though.
Okay.
Clark Schmidt matchup against the Guardians, very bad. Half the guys on the roster are batting nearly 400 or over. So he's going to get banged up. We're going to have to go to the pen early. I almost just want to skip right over him, go to Luis Hill.
No.
No?
I don't know why you're so down on Clark.
Just his matchup against them.
In theory, I guess.
In stats. Like, look at the lineup.
I'm looking at the matchup right now. All right, they don't have those numbers up on MLB right now.
Kwan is batting 500. Like, anybody that's seen him, the only guy in the lineup that doesn't have a hit against him is Brennan.
Did Clark Schmidt? I gotta go check his splits. I'll do that during the break. Like, let me check his numbers from the year. Did he face the Guardians? No, he was out in August. Yeah. I don't think he faced them. Did he face them in April?
Their career against Schmidt. Anybody that's
I'm talking about
right
this
now.
Year, though. I can't really think. I'm not going to fear that the New York Yankees are going
to. I don't know if it's career, whatever the stats are on ESPN. Like, their batter versus pitcher. That's all I was looking at.
Yeah, I'm not shook of the Guardians. Clark Schmidt will be fine. They got a hit. The Yankees got a hit. And I don't
regardless,
know.
Regardless, yes.
Yeah, I don't know who's pitching for the Guardians.
Yeah, they haven't posted it yet. But the boys got to put up runs, and we started doing it last night. We got to do more of that. But
I expect the Guardians to get a game. If they get that game off Clark Schmidt, I'm just going to say, okay, touche, tip my cap. You got it. Good for you. But I'm not going to go into that game fearful that the numbers from Stephen Kwan against, like, I don't think that's going to be enough to just beat the Yankees, bro. I just don't think that's enough. Clark Schmidt, I think he deserves the nod. I think Clark Schmidt will be ready for it.
Yeah,
I hear you, though. I got to go look up the numbers. I want to see what he did against them, you know, if he faced them back in April. But I'm not fearful of that. I'm not fearful of that.
Yeah, just his matchup. But, yeah, if you want to give him a nod, trust in you, Keith.
Well, you got to.
You're always right.
I thought Nestor Cortez was going to potentially be available this championship series. Like, you have to. Cole pitched.
Right.
Rodon pitched.
Rodon.
Yeah, either way. I mean, Rodon was excellent. Gave us the innings, 9 strikeouts. Did what he had to do. Cole, not so much today, but whatever. It's a team. Pick guys up. That's why this bullpen is solid. I'm not worried about Clark Schmidt facing these guys in Ohio and folding. I think he'll be ready to go. I think Luis Gil will be more than ready to go. I don't know how his stuff will play. It's been a while. I'd be more worried about Luis Gil coming into this game and pitching after not pitching for weeks. Like, then Clark Schmidt, because of, you know, bad numbers against Stephen Kwan, or not even bad numbers, but like everybody has hit him in the past, according to ESPN. Thanks for the call, Dan. Let's see here. We got to go to break. Coming up next, Casamigos' big shot of the night, and this show is going to be over. And I'll go back to April, and let's see. April 13th, that's my son's birthday. April 13th at Cleveland, Clark Schmidt got the win. Clark Schmidt went 5 innings, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs. He had 7 strikeouts. Yeah, good enough for me to give him the start back in Cleveland. Keep McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
Talk New York sports on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Wakanda. Welcome.
Casamigos' big shot of the night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And I'm glad we could pour one up for the big man. Number 99, Aaron Judge. I needed that. You needed that. We all needed that. A homer. See ya. Out of here. That was the ball that just kind of lit the stadium up so everybody in the bleachers could take those $15 beers and throw them in the air and pour them on other people and, throw their popcorn in the air. And that popcorn in Yankee Stadium is good. And there's always people, like, trying to figure out, hey, where's the popcorn at in certain sections? I know where to get it at. It's not in everywhere. People that get that popcorn and peanuts and just want to throw it in the air, yeah, Judge gave them that big moment. That was the moment that Yankee fans said, all right, 7th inning, you know, we can head home and feel good about ourselves a little bit. This is about to be another one in the books. Judge hits his first postseason, 2024 postseason homer in October in Yankee Stadium. Gleyber Torres, he joked about Gleyber Torres disrespecting him because Gleyber Torres was waiting to tag up. I said, no. Gleyber Torres was respecting the fans. He didn't want to make a mistake there, a base running mistake, in case that ball was in. And like I also told you, I was up at 334, and I got to watch that ball travel. And I'm watching that ball travel, and I'm watching the center fielder track, and I'm like, there it is, out. So good for Judge going up there and getting that ball, hitting that ball out to center. He's your Casamigos big shot of the night, and let's hope there's more big shots where that one came from. Let's hope that this guy goes to Ohio, hits a couple out. Let's hope that this guy comes back to Yankee Stadium, whether, you know, it happens this week or whether it's in the next round or whatever, and he's found his power stroke. Pause. 888-808-1019. Brendan is in the Lower East Side on the Fan in New York. Brendan! Hey, yo! All right, let's put Brendan on hold. 888-808-1019. My time's going to expire in 14 minutes. Let's go to David and Brick on the Fan. Hello, David. Okay, maybe it's the phone. Going once.
Hello?
Okay, David is there. It is not the phone.
Hear me?
I got you now. Hello.
Yeah, where are you?
Good, good, good.
So I'm calling Garrett Cole. I'm saying tonight was a terrible night for him. It just the reason I only gave up two runs is only because the Guardians have been doing terrible. I mean, I was listening to the Guardians radio during the game, and they kept on talking about they're chasing a lot and they're just not hitting the ball. And I mean, they had to basically do it twice on him. And I think the Yankees should be very concerned about this going in the future.
I don't know. I can't say it was a terrible night. I can't say that. No, he gave up 6 hits, 2 earned runs, had 4 strikeouts. It just wasn't as dominant as his last outing.
I mean, if he's gonna face the Dodgers or the Mets, I mean, he got it.
Then I guess we gotta be shaking in our boots because that's our ace. That's the best that we've got going out there. And I can't say that because of tonight he's not ready to go in the World Series. We don't know that. This is Garrett Cole, and he's not going to have his best stuff, but they won the game. And like I said, with him on the mound, they always have his back. They always pick him up. And it kind of reminded me of the first night out, that Saturday night, where he was on a longer rest and he didn't have it, but the Yankees won 6-5. I think he went 5 innings then, but he gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, struck out 4 that night, didn't have his best stuff, but like had to find a way, right? It was like, hey, it's you, Cole. You got to figure it out. It's you out there. Like, we can't go to the bullpen that fast. I can't look at Garrett Cole, who's literally got to take the ball for us and be an ace and say that that was terrible and that we got to be that concerned. They picked him up. The bullpen picked him up and the bats picked him up.
I'm saying they're facing a team that was doing terrible right now.
They're facing a team that's in the American League Championship.
That's right. Yeah. If you listened on the Guardian radio, I mean, I was listening to them, and they were kept on talking about how terrible the team is doing right now. So, I mean, if they're facing the Dodgers, who are doing great, or the Mets, who are doing great.
It's not going to be perfect. I'm not saying Garrett Cole had his best outing. He didn't. He didn't have it. But he did enough. He had 89 pitches. He threw 53 of them for strikes. And all in all, the Yankees won the game. All in all, the Yankees win games with Cole on the mound. And we can't start. I mean, I know we got to start. Thanks for the call, David. I know we got to always find something. I know we got to always find a negative. But the Yankees are up 2-0. They're 2 wins from going back to the World Series. And we're going to say Garrett Cole is terrible. That was a terrible outing. We're going to minimize the Guardians as if they're not major leaguers, if they don't have guys like Stephen Kwan, who was in the All-Star game, Jose Ramirez, that was in the All-Star game. I think they had a couple other guys. Was Fry an All-Star too? Like, come on, yo. I know the Cleveland Guardians aren't great. I know I just was talking about how they played the White Sox, and you know they're not playing in Kauffman Stadium or a quiet, guaranteed low-rate field. But we can't look at that team and act like they would. After they gave the game away 2 nights ago, you think they didn't want to come out there and bounce back tonight? They fought. Yeah, Jose Ramirez, Stephen Kwan, David Fry, and Josh Naylor were all stars this year. Emmanuel Clase was an all-star as well, but we haven't had to worry about Emmanuel Clase so far, have we? I am content. 888-808-1019. And I'm fine with Garrett Cole. Every night's not going to be your best night. I told you, I was talking to the Friday Beers guys. The line for Garrett Cole, the pitching lines, the gambling stuff, they weren't expecting Cole to have a dominant night. So that was telling me, I'm like, you know, I said earlier in the show, maybe you weren't listening to the show. You know, someone was like, what's your prediction for Cole? I'm like, yo, 7 shutty. But I'm like, nah, I don't expect him to go 7 shutout innings. I don't expect him. I know he's in the flow of things again. I know he wants to redeem himself in Yankee Stadium, being back on that mound again. Maybe there's something about Yankee Stadium. This is a guy who said, you know, the sound fills you from the feet up. And, you know, we were trying to pick him up. We're chanting, Garrett Cole. Garrett, like, we're trying to pick him up. It's fine. I'm not mad at Cole. He didn't have his best stuff. But that's pitching. That's Major League Baseball. That's facing a team that gave the game away the night before, and they're coming in there and they're trying to do, like, I don't know. That curveball that he threw to strike out Rocchio, got that call. He wasn't getting some of the outside strike calls. You know, Cole wants to throw his fastball. I'm not about to harp on Garrett Cole. I don't think Garrett Cole. They won the game 6-3. And, yeah, it got a little rocky there in the middle innings. So what? It's not going to be a straight rocket ship. You're not going to just dominate because, oh, these guys are from the American League Central. No, this is for the pennant. This is to go to the World Series. 888-808-1019. I just can't. Garrett Cole has been on the mound for
for 3 wins out of the 5 that we have right now. I'm not about to do that. Brennan's in the Lower East Side. Let's try Brennan again.
Keith, you hear me?
I got you.
Hey, man, I heard a caller earlier talk about Dreamweaver, trotting him out again, man. Trot him out as often as possible. They can't hit him right now. Let's go.
Yeah. And you're talking about, like, showing Weaver too much? I'm like, what? He's our closer, and everybody is seeing him. People are calling him the best reliever in baseball right now. Like, what? Like, he's got 2 pitches. What are we talking about?
Bro, six weeks in, I'll take him every day. And my only other thing is...
good to have him.
My only other thing is, bro, you were talking some nonsense about a Subway Series the other day. Right, a couple minutes ago.
Today.
Bro, but... everyone cares about the Subway Series. That's as lazy a take as you not running routes with Jason Garrett in the summer. Bro, that's lazy.
Wait, what?
bro, the Garretts invited you to their beach house to run routes in the summer, and you refused to do it.
I definitely went there. I might not have went every single time.
You wanted a party, bro. You talked about it.
Yeah, I didn't go every single time. I might have been hungover and not wanted to go run routes in the summer sun. But I was there, bumped.
Yeah, look, it's a lazy take, and the Subway Series matters to all of America. It's not New York,
more
LA,
than,
bro.
Not more than a Dodgers. Because Shohei Ohtani exists. You think MLB doesn't want Ohtani in the World Series? You're bugging out.
Yeah, of course they do.
More than Lindor.
New York. The MLB wants New York, New York.
No, they don't. They want Dodgers, Yankees. I've talked to executives and people that work at MLB. They have been dreaming of that World Series combination for decades now. You don't have to believe me. If they could punch a button right now to say Dodgers, Yankees World Series, they would do it. They're not trying to get another Subway Series. They're not trying to have New York, New York. Most of the country
agreed
would tune out.
Agreed.
Most of the country would tune out, bro. They'd be like, we're good on that.
Everyone cares about New York. No one cares about L.A.
That's not true. They have the highest attendance. They have a ton of fans. They have the Japanese.
I lived in L.A. for 4 years. People care about New York more than L.A.
Brendan, I got to let you go. I don't care that you lived in L.A. I've been out there a bunch. My sister stays in L.A. I'm telling you, their fans are like that. Like... and they have the Japanese fans with Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Shohei Ohtani. These guys, I'm telling you, they want them in the World Series. So go out there and handle business, Mets, because they're posting graphics. Shohei Ohtani is 8 batters away. Like, are you crazy? They much rather see the Yankees face the Dodgers in an East Coast, West Coast World Series than it just be centered around no travel, New York, Queens, the Bronx. 888-808-1019. It's not a lazy take. It's facts. Like, I gotta get Rob Manfred on. Like, Rob Manfred, with the final four that you have, what would be the best for business in your eyes? It would be L.A. versus New York. And that has been the dream. That has been the dream for years. Hoping they could get that. I remember I told you guys, I had 2 examples from me being in the fan cave. The 2 markets that they said that they needed to have first were Yankees, Dodgers. And it was the year that Jeter retired. I was blessed to be the Yankee fan. Serena Sanchez was the Dodger fan. They're like, we're good. As long as the Yankees and Dodgers are covered, those fan bases, hopefully they meet in the World Series. They did not that year. I think it was Giants, Royals that year. Giants won. And then 2017, I was doing stuff with Bronx Pinstripes, and I remember someone from Fox reached out, and, you know, they got ahead of it. They got 2 ahead of it, and they're like, in the event that it is Dodgers-Yankees, we need to do something. They wanted to do a segment on, like, Yankee fans, Dodger fans, and so much so that they were willing to fly us out and pay for tickets to the World Series to have us go out there and represent Yankee fans. Never happened. If it happens this time, there's going to be a ton of more media and marketing. And I don't know, you'll probably see Rob Lowe and Jimmy Fallon. And it'll be those fan bases and the famous fans that go to those games. I don't know, you guys watch the game. They're showing like Anthony Anderson and a couple other people. They much rather have it be Dodgers Yankees. But, like, whatever. Like, I understand a Subway Series would be big, too. But it would be so regional. And I know baseball is a regional sport. It would be just right here. And there's definitely some people in Nebraska that don't care for it. But people in Nebraska would like to turn on at least game one to see Shohei Ohtani versus Aaron Judge. It's not going to have the same effect with Lindor and Judge. You don't have to believe me. I get it. I know. We're in New York. We live in New York. We do everything New York. We think that everything is just New York. I worked at MLB Network. And being on MLB Network, there were fans that always talk about East Coast bias. Everything doesn't have to be about the Mets and the Yankees. Every segment doesn't have to be Mets and Yankees. And honestly, me being a host, I probably got hated on from people like, yo, this guy's just a Yankee fan. Yeah, my bad, bro. I do not care to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. I do not have any wild takes for the Minnesota Twins. Like, I don't. But I understand. Dodgers, with these two teams and the players on this team, Shohei Ohtani is going to be the National League MVP. Aaron Judge is going to be the American League MVP. With the history that they have, the former Brooklyn Dodgers, like, I'm telling you, they would rather it be Dodgers, Yankees. And remember I said this, when you mess around and find out that the fix is in, if something goes on in these next couple of days, and games where you feel like there's a lean towards the Dodgers, remember I told you the fix is in. That's what they want. Dodgers, Yankees. The Yankees are up 2-0. Series is 1-1. The Dodgers come here and take a game or two. I don't know. We got plenty of shows for that. This radio station, they don't turn off. It's just different hosts come in and different shows come through and we all talk about the same thing. And as things develop and materialize, we react to them. And we'll get some games in Citi Field to react to. And as it goes 2-1, the other side, 3-1 or 2-2, whatever, we'll start to get a better idea of it. But as of right now, we do not know that there's going to be a Subway Series. We do not know if it's going to be Yankees and Mets. I think right now we're thinking it's definitely the Yankees. That's not true either. So back to the Yankee fans on the fan, Teddy in Middle Village.
Hey, Keith, what's going on? Long-time listener, big fan of yours, my man.
Thank you.
All right, so I just want to talk to you about a little bit about Clark Schmidt. Some caller before kind of talked about, like, he's not going to do well. I mean, he hasn't really pitched again this year, so I was asking you, if Clark does not do well, if he doesn't get the curveball working or anything, would you bring in someone like a Marcus Stroman to come in and kind of take over? I know they put him on the roster for this upcoming series. I mean, we haven't seen much of him, just like Heal. But what do you think? If Clark can't get it done, you bring in Stroman, or you just think the bullpen has done so well so far this year?
They're gonna have a day off here, and I know we've really just been going like Clay Holmes, Canely, Weaver. But yeah, you do have those guys waiting in the bullpen that they have to throw. They're going to have another day. I don't know so much about Marcus Stroman. And I hate to hate on Stro, because Stro is a New Yorker. He's a Yankee guy. This guy is wearing the Yankee World Series merch. I know he wants to make an appearance. I know he wants to help. But I don't know if I am piggybacking Clark Schmidt with Marcus Stroman. Depends on the game and the situation, and I don't know. I just don't see a world where I'm like, all right, Stroman's going to go next, but maybe. I hope Clark goes out there and gives us a strong five innings, and we just go to the bullpen.
Yeah, I think he could. I mean, he had a great outing last week. I mean, like, he came in against the Royals team, like, we were looking for something, and he gave us exactly what he wanted, so. I mean, yeah, I was just saying, like, they put Stroman on the team for a reason for this, so we'll see.
Thanks for the call, Teddy. John, I didn't get to you. I was trying to get there before the back music caught me, but, you know, it's like that back music is chasing me down my entire existence, man. I know it's going to catch up to me sooner rather than later. It's good and bad. Like, it's good because I can go home and go to sleep. It's bad because I'm like, I could definitely keep talking more about the Yankees and take your calls, but C-Mac is coming in. He's going to do that. And he's got 3 hours here to go over things in the game. And maybe there's some issues and some concerns for you guys to talk through. But all in all, the Yankees are up 2-0. They're two wins away from going back to the World Series that we obsess over. That's all I've got. KM to 2 a.m. I'm out of here. I'll be back Thursday. Yeah. C-Max next. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
WFAN.